A local political science professor is commenting on a CBRM request for law enforcement to examine a recent land sale. At this month's regular council meeting, District 1 Councillor Gordon McDonald called for RCMP to conduct an independent investigation into a land sale in Sidport to the Point Edward Marine Group. Councillors have raised concerns with the handling of the sale, saying it was done behind closed doors and that Point Edward Marine had breached the original lease agreement. District 2 Councillor Erlene McMullen told Council Point Edward Marine has subletted the land, which was against the terms of the contract. While McDonald says he is not alleging criminal activity, he hopes an independent investigation will clear up any questions from councillors and the public. But the RCMP have returned the matter to council, telling them to engage the Cape Breton Regional Police Service. McDonald believes conflict of interests with regional police will kick the investigation back to the RCMP. Now, Dr. Tom Urbaniak, a political science professor at Cape Breton University, says he's not surprised the RCMP returned the matter to council. He shared his thoughts on CBRM council's actions so far.
Normally what happens is something is referred to the police service of jurisdiction. And in this case, that would be the Cape Breton Regional Police. And the Cape Breton Regional Police would then be open to calling for assistance or perhaps making a determination that some aspects of what they are investigating might lead to a perception of conflict of interest and might refer it to another police service or ask for assistance from another police service. And in this case, the logical other police service would be the RCMP. But I'm not surprised with how this has unfolded on the RCMP's side.
He discussed the areas covered by the police and how the matter might be outside their purview.
It's important to note that the police do not provide consulting on good governance, on public administration, on effective communications, on how to do oversight of senior staff. None of that falls within the police's mandate. So what the police will be looking for is whether there is any potential criminal activity, whether there is any basis to lay charges against anyone. And perhaps the CBRM Council knows things that we don't know, in which case it is appropriate for the police to look at certain aspects of this situation or any situation. But if it's simply a matter of handing over an entire dossier and asking the police to examine procedures that were followed, that's not the mandate of the police. And that might actually slow down the real work on transparency and on bringing improvements to the system that needs to be done. Because you can imagine people saying, I have no comment while this is under police investigation. And you can also imagine a scenario where the police might conclude that there is no basis to lay criminal charges. And then anyone who was being scrutinized on matters of procedure or oversight would say, everything's fine. Everything's been cleared.
He shared more of his thoughts on the potential for conflicts of interest with regional police and shared a different suggestion for the CBRM Council.
I can't answer that question definitively. Normally, in my observation and experience, the police themselves will know if there's a perception of conflict of interest. So, for example, let's go to another jurisdiction, Ontario, the Greenbelt scandal, Premier Doug Ford. The Ontario Provincial Police was initially investigating that, and they wanted to avoid perceptions of conflict of interest, and they referred it to the RCMP. And there are many examples like that. So I would expect that if the regional police thinks that there is something that would lead to a perception of conflict, they will bring in outside assistance or even refer it to the RCMP. Okay. Often what happens in situations like this, when a municipal council has concerns about a transaction, big question marks, is they will ask an independent reviewer to come in and just look at the entire dossier, maybe make recommendations about what council could still do if it wants to try to recoup something that for the public, what council could do going forward, what senior administration could do going forward. And in the process of looking at all the files, hypothetically, an independent consultant or investigator might say, oh, there's something here that I might want to ask the police to look at, rather than doing an entire information dump to the police and thinking that the police will make recommendations about governance, public administration, procedure, communication, municipal policy. None of that is within really the purview of the police. They're going to be focused on whether there's anything there that could lead to criminal charges against anyone.
He says if an outside reviewer finds anything, they could make a referral to the police. There's no word yet on who will be handling the investigation, but CBRM Mayor Cecil Clark has said the chief administrative officer and legal advisor will look at determining the next steps. For Coast 89.7 News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Jacob Postlewaite.